Philip Simpapier, after these urgent care today's date is 12/28/2024. Dictation is for Maria Perez Garcia. Perez Garcia spells P-E-R-E-Z hyphen G-A-R-C-I-A. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 09/01/1964. A 60-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Patient indicated that she was here recently for routine physical examination, had some labs drawn, is here to review those labs, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports coughs. This cough is productive of green sputum. Said the cough is worse at night, period. She denies chest pain, denies shortness of breath, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Denies weight loss, night sweats, or bloody sputum with a cough, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies are reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. What OSAT is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 172/92. Pulse 100. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period, next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period, next paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number one is a follow-up from prior visit, number two, hypertension. And she is currently on hydrochlorothiazide / lisinopril, which does not work. I will go ahead and increase her medication. Assessment number two, vitamin D deficiency. Reviewer allows revealed vitamin D at 22 versus 30. She's accompanied by a daughter who stated she works at a clinic that provides supplements, and she will get patients vitamin D. She says she knows the dosage and will give mom according to the recommended dosage, period. Next, assessment number three, tobacco use disorder. Patient indicated she's trying on her own to stop smoking. She says she's cut back a lot. She's down to about one cigarette a day. Number four, bronchitis, chronic, probably secondary to tobacco use. She would be prescribed Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO. Now, then in 24 hours, she would take 1 PO daily after... Then after 24 hours, she'd take 1 PO daily until all gone. Number six, next medication. Next assessment, chronic cough. Next assessment, hyperglycemia. Patient, I discuss her glucose level, which is elevated, minimally elevated. She indicated that she will adjust diet and lifestyle, take lifestyle measures to address this issue. Number three, next assessment, hypothyroidism, T4 and T/T3 is down. Patient's daughter again says she works at the clinic that provides samples of thyroid medication. She would get it for her and give it to her exactly as the dosage recommend. Period. Next assessment, hypercholesterolemia. Patient's cholesterol is 24 above normal. We talk about lifestyle management versus lifestyle changes versus medication. She opted for lifestyle changes. She says she will try her best to exercise and to change her diet. Patient was advised to follow up in a month. We're going to repeat these tests to see which directions they're heading with our current approach, period, and then make further adjustment. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has not. End of dictation.